What is the best burger you've ever had?
Like, just plain hamburger or cheeseburger?
I mean, just like
specialty burger?
Out of all the burgers you've had in your life. Like, I mean, any kind of burger.
Okay. There's a place in Austin called Top Notch Burger.
Okay.
That is like the weirdest, like, not weird. It's a little like drive-in that looks like it hasn't been updated in like 30 years. And, oh man, they are fantastic. I've never had such delicious, like, crisp condiments.
Nice.
The tomato, the lettuce. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Wonderful description.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the best burgers I've ever had, if not the best burger, actually also comes from a place in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
It was a food truck, but now I think they have a restaurant. It's called Arlo's.
Interesting.
And they have vegan burgers and stuff. Also, like, Luke has made me smash burgers before, and, like, that's, for some reason, just, like, super delicious to me. Because it's just, you know, you're thinning down the patties, and I don't know, it's just like they do at a...
You mentioned the vegan burger, another not marked for top notches. I don't know if they do vegan, but they do gluten-free.
Nice.
And it is the best gluten-free, like, buns that I've ever come across.
Hmm.
I mean, I didn't eat the gluten-free, but my wife did.
Yeah.
Obviously. But it was very good. Also, in Austin, P. Terry's, if you're looking at, like, fast food burgers, man, they are the best fast food burgers.
I've heard that.
But you're a vegan person, so, like, you know, you don't need meat.
But there's, I mean, Austin itself, there's tons of burgers.
Oh, and tons of vegan options.
Tons of burgers. Tons of vegan options for burgers is what I was trying to say. But, yeah, there are tons of burgers in Austin.
So what is the best burger that we've never had?
Exactly.
I saw that you had written that next in the notes, and I was like, that's
If you were stumped on trying to come up with the best burger, trying to figure out what the best burger you've ever had was, I was going to say, well, how about, what's the best burger you've never had?
For me, it's the Popeyes burgers. Gladly pay you on Tuesday for a burger today. Like, just something about those burgers looks so appetizing as a child. I feel like Krabby Patty is the obvious answer.
Yes, for sure. A good burger.
Ooh, the good burger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Krabby Patty, like, sounds appetizing, but is it made with crab? Which, first off, seems a little messed up for Mr. Krabs to be making a burger that is made of crab meat. Old Jeffrey Dahmer-y.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mr. Krabs E. Dahmer.
And
also, for me, as a shellfish intolerant person, I don't think a patty with crab in it would probably not be so good for me, personally.
Definitely not.
But yeah, the Popeye burgers, man. What is that guy's name? The weird guy in Popeye.
Oh.
Steven?
Yes.
Steven?
Steven, we need your help, even though you attack us so often. Give us the answer.
Please, we're listening. We're waiting for the universe.
Oh, shit. What's the burger from Pulp Fiction? Big Kahuna Burger. That also, I just imagine that would be delicious.
I feel like there's just an obvious one that I'm missing some, like...
Same here.
That I'm just like...
You know, I know it's out there.
I'm just too hungry. All burgers sound great right now. Just the idea of a burger in general, I'm like, ooh, burger, yeah.
Ooh.
Well, I guess while we think about that, we should probably just, like, do the show, huh?
Let's just zoom on into that, yeah.
And welcome to Alderaan Places.
Hello, hello. It's been a minute.
We took a week off.
A week
from
off,
our normal
but
schedule.
For some reason it feels much longer.
It does seem much longer.
I guess because we've been busy.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks. You know, we just did a show that you set designed for that I was in and sound designed. And
now we're getting ready to do another one.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't stop.
If you are a fan of ours in the area, stay tuned later in the show. We'll be talking about a live theatrical performance that we'll be doing.
live theatrical performance opportunity. For you to attend.
Yes. Words, thanks. Please support.
But yeah, we've been busy. So,
but we've missed you.
Yeah, we have. And we appreciate those who have been keeping up with us. We just recently put out a little
compilation.
Yeah.
So, if you are a newcomer to the show and you're looking for maybe a fun place to jump in and see what we're bringing to the table, the Snorkins compilation is not a bad place to start.
It's not.
He's a long-running bit on the show that we adore and come back to fairly regularly.
I think he's our mascot.
At this point, I think so. Yeah. Great Grand Leader Snorkins the Great.
Is, you know, Elon Musk, I feel like it's a big, big battle between the two of them. We haven't talked about our friend Elon in a while.
It's true. It's like they're like the Cookie Crisp wizard and the like bandit dog. Like, you know, they're kind of like fighting over like, ooh, which one's the mascot?
Who is the real Cookie
And then
Crisp?
One day there'll be a third like wolf that just comes in and just gets rid of both of them. So
yeah.
we're just looking for our wolf, you know?
Who's our wolf? So we're just going to go right in. So the Friends reunion. That happened about a month ago, almost.
Yes.
On HBO Max, the long-awaited, maybe too late.
They waited a little too long.
Yeah, a little too long, for sure. I didn't watch it, though, because I just didn't care.
As much as I loved Friends when I was younger, I did not either.
Yeah, you know.
And then I saw, like, you know, all the headlines and things talking about, like, well, Matthew Perry really didn't talk that much, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, then why do I care?
Right.
There's one person I care about in Friends, and it is Matthew Perry.
Yeah. They all look rough.
Except Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow probably are the two actors of the cast that look fairly okay. David Schwimmer, I mean, looks the same, but is older.
Matt LeBlanc. Like, if anything, I feel like got better looking. Like, dude looks good. Like, the whole, like, silver, like, gray, like, it all worked for him really well.
Yeah. It's good that he didn't, like, try to just cover it up. You know, he just naturally let it happen. But I feel like this is something that should have had a reunion, like, maybe 10 or 15 years ago at least. But, you know, now the whole cast has had Botox.
15 might have been too much.
That's what I was thinking earlier, too. I was like, eh, maybe 10.
When did Friends go off the air? Like, four or five.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, 10 years, you know, 2015 would have been about 5 years ago. 5 years ago would have felt good.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, too many people have jumped on the Friends hate bandwagon, which I've rambled about on this show before. I won't repeat my defense of Friends as a sitcom.
Yeah.
Or the sitcom genre entirely.
Well, as an update, we found out there is no fan fiction directly.
That's true. We did find no Friends Springsteen fan fiction. Our expert in the field did not
reported back to us.
There was a lot of
Springsteen like Harry Potter fanfic.
Oh no, Springsteen Star Wars.
Star Wars, which is something I'd love to get into.
I've not dove deeply into that yet. But the idea of Bruce Springsteen existing in the Star Wars universe just really makes me happy.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And if Bruce Springsteen's there, then that means that President Barack Obama must also exist in...
somewhere, yeah. I mean, I like to think that maybe they're just a couple of smugglers just going through the galaxy, also recording a podcast.
The Kessel Run podcast would be great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But back with Friends.
Oh, yeah.
We'll save that for another episode because I'm actually more invested in that. But yeah, 5 years ago is probably the best time that they could have done the reunion. But now they've all gotten Botox. And, you know, anyway, I did hear, though, since I didn't watch it, I've, you know, just heard a little bit here and there. Apparently, they did talk about a bunch of lost episodes that never made it onto television. One of them being a Batman crossover episode.
Oh, it'll killed to see that.
With the entire cast as Batman characters. So I figured, you know, we could do what we do best and let's have fun with it. Let's take a look and see, you know, what we think would have happened in this episode, who would have been who, and go from there.
Well, I mean, I think you sent the meme that started this all.
Yes, yes. Ra's al Ghul. Yes. The next one I have is Marcel the Monkey. He's the hand of the demon. So he's like Ra's al Ghul's right-hand man, or he's just Deathstroke.
Also, is there not a monkey villain in Batman? I feel like everyone has a monkey villain, villain.
Well, I mean, Gorilla Grodd.
But again, he's more of a Flash guy.
Yeah. I think Manape, I think, is also...
I just can't think of any like specific like gorilla villains of Batman.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Croc... Yeah, I almost said Crocodile, but that's... One Piece. Killer Croc, that's the one.
Yeah.
Marcellus Killer Croc would be kind of funny.
Yes. I mean, literally any villain, any Batman villain.
I mean, just Marcel, just in general, it would be wonderful.
Right. Let's see. Joey, since he's an actor, we put him as Clayface.
Mm. But I mean, but who's filling our like hero roles?
That's where. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't
okay,
worry.
Okay.
This will be fun. So Joey would be Clayface since he's an actor, and he would be pretending to be Robin.
Mm, see, so that's what I was going to say. Joey is Robin is where I was thinking.
See, that's
see if it's a. I see where you're going though. A double like oh
yeah, trick. But, Chandler.
Oh, but then Joey is both because Clayface makes himself look like Robin, who is Joey.
Right.
Joey gets to do both. Oh, we it's can stretch Matt LeBlanc.
Big old conundrum. Yeah, it really does stretch Matt LeBlanc. We get our money's worth out of
yeah,
him
for sure.
Chandler originally I was going to have him as the big man himself, Batman, but I was like, no, let's make him Harvey Dent.
Mm, I was going to say Alfred.
Ooh, Alfred.
Or is Richard Alfred? Or is Richard just Batman? Hold on.
Okay, yeah, you've cracked the case here. Richard is Batman. That's what I was going for.
Why was Tom Selleck never Batman?
Right? Right? That's such a missed opportunity. He is the perfect, like, older Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already got the bachelor like persona down,
but you can't hide that mustache under a cowl.
Yeah, who
the
else?
Mustache cannot be contained.
Oh yeah, Burt Reynolds. We learned he cannot lose the mustache either.
It's true. He has no lip. Right. It's just teeth, mustache.
Ah, dang. Well, Bruce Willis was on the show at one point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's another option. He's very bald.
Oh man. Okay. So if we move Chandler to Harvey or from Harvey Dent to Alfred.
Okay.
Then we've got Bruce Willis as Harvey Dent.
Yes.
Which is not terrible. What's his name in the show? Bruno? I don't know.
Sure. What about the dude that ran the coffee shop?
Gunther?
Gunther. What if Gunther was Batman? No one would expect that.
I mean, it's true. I feel Gunther gives off serious supervillain vibes, but Gunther's Mr. Freeze.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just so pale already, and the idea of him carrying around a locket that has Rachel in it.
Ooh, you know what? That's good. That's good. Yeah, I don't know. I'm stumped on Batman, though. So I had Monica as Selina Kyle. Because that was going to play into the whole Richard being Batman thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which one? We can still stick with that.
I like Richard as Batman. I think Tom Selleck should just be Batman.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. We got Monica, Selina Kyle / Catwoman. Rachel, I initially put her down as Poison Ivy, but she could be Vicky Vale or, you know, I just can't.
No, Susan needs to be somewhere in the, as Poison Ivy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But who would Rachel be? If Ross is Ra's al Ghul, I feel like it's just too weird to have Rachel be Talia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's like the
I mean,
father,
she could be
daughter.
Like a Vicky Vale type character, you know?
Yeah.
Someone who's honestly really fucking boring and's only there to be pretty.
Yeah. And you still can
that's
get your drama.
That's kind of just Rachel.
And you can still get your drama
mm-hmm.
with her and Ross. Phoebe is Harley Quinn. But I also like Ursula. Yes. Being Harley Quinn, and then maybe Phoebe is just Harlene Quinzel.
I mean, if we want to dip into like you know the Friends catalog of like guest stars and things, John Lovitz has to be the Penguin, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that man was made for that role.
I wish I could do a John Lovitz impression, but I can't.
I'm an asshole.
That was pretty solid.
I took that from a Kevin Smith podcast. They hate John Lovitz. So the next part of this topic was, who is Batman? And we already answered that question.
I mean, we don't want to say... Or, I mean, Ross could be Batman, and it could be Ra's al Ghul.
Ra's al Ghul.
You remember Ross's evil counterpart, Russ?
Yes. Oh, man. But if we make Ross Batman...
The only man who can match my intellect.
I'd love if Russ was just Hush, though. But I love the Ra's al Ghul meme.
I mean, it's true.
Just because of the pose. There's a lot of options
here. Batman.
I just want to hear Ra's al Ghul lecturing Batman about dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if Ross were Batman, it would explain the giant T-Rex in the Batcave.
It would. Batman's also a paleontologist on the side.
Batman's in everything on the side.
He got an honorary paleontology degree, paleontologist degree.
Like most of his like experience and degrees and everything makes sense, you know. It's like, oh, criminology, escape art, blah. It's like, but also paleontology. How does that relate to fighting crime, Batman? Like Bruce, why did you pursue this one? Everything was with the goal of fighting crime, being Batman, making the world a better place. But then he just also had a passion for dinosaurs. Like, that's the one thing he really wanted to study.
I love dinosaurs, you know.
You know, most of the comics don't show you, you know, when his parents get shot down, that he's holding a little model of a T-Rex.
Yes.
Or maybe it's one of those little kits that, like, you dig in.
He's like, I understand what the dinosaurs went through when those meteors came through and wiped out all of them. I felt that same pain when my parents were killed in that alley.
When the Waynes went extinct.
That burglar shot three, maybe four small meteorites into the chest of my mom and daddy. I lost everything.
I forget Friends Batman. I want to think about Dinosaur Batman.
Dinosaur Batman, okay.
It's just Batman retold through the lens of dinosaurs.
Ooh.
Maybe not dinosaurs in the movie, but, you know, like anthropomorphized dinosaurs in general, of course.
Yes. That's interesting.
What kind of dinosaur would Bruce Wayne be? Is really the question.
He's not a T-Rex, that's for sure. Is he just a pterodactyl? Because he could fly.
That's true, he could be a pterodactyl. Or maybe like a triceratops? Kind of like a big bulky guy where he's an herbivore but still a badass?
Yeah.
Like he can hold his own? And then I feel like the Robins need to be those little, like, ducky dinosaurs. You know, the little, like, you know, hyper ones that are bouncing around and they're tiny.
Which I feel like makes Joker the dinosaur from Jurassic Park that opens up and, like, spits acid at Wayne Knight.
Oh, for sure, yes. That's Joker's definitely a Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus.
I don't think that's it. It's something with a D, though.
A Dilophosaurus. Because you die.
A joke worthy of the Joker.
Yes.
Is Alfred just like a Brontosaurus? Or not Brontosaurus, Brachiosaurus, excuse me. Brontosauruses are generally regarded as not real now.
Hmm.
As just a misidentification of a Brachiosaurus.
You know, I also, this is off topic, but also kind of on topic. I originally, instead of putting Tom Selleck as Batman, I was going to put him as Commissioner Gordon.
Ooh.
Because I also, you know, I mean, I feel like Tom Selleck now could even be Commissioner Gordon, but...
I would love Tom. Tom Selleck as Commissioner Gordon would be good.
But I like him more. Richard in the era of Friends would be perfect as Batman, for sure.
Yeah, obviously they're all in there. Youthful forms.
Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd is in Friends.
That's true. That's true. Paul Rudd would be... I mean, maybe Paul Rudd's Tim Drake?
Yeah.
He's our second Robin. We get Joey as Nightwing Robin / Clayface, and then we get Paul Rudd as Tim Drake Robin.
There's an ultimate betrayal scene where, you know, Paul Rudd finds out that Dick has actually been Clayface, and he's like, you taught me everything I know. I feel betrayed. And he's like, end scene.
Beautiful.
Batman is told by the dinosaurs, though. That's a tale for the ages, you know. That's something that I don't think anyone has ever tried to experiment with, because they know that they can't tell that story.
It's true. Killer Croc's still just a croc, right?
Yes.
Like maybe like a boar croc or something, like some, like, you know, a little more prehistoric, a little bigger and beefier. But crocodiles and alligators have basically survived unchanged since prehistoric times.
That's very true.
60 million years ago, nature was like, oh, look, I've made the perfect killing machine. I'm just going to, like, step away. Let you guys do your thing.
And give me a couple thousand years and I'll be a force to be reckoned with, but do your thing.
You know, give us about 60 million years, maybe we will be killer crocs. We'll be human crocodiles.
Indeed.
I don't think that's the route.
No.
We shall just be higher consciousnesses existing in the cloud.
The dinosaurs telling their kids the tales of the Batman. And they grow up thinking,
oh man, he's got to be a pterodactyl. We got to come back to pterodactyl because he's the Dact Man.
The Dact Man. That's good. I love that.
Attacked, man. I mean, technically, pterodactyls aren't dinosaurs, right? They're, like, from a different, like, thing. I mean, I guess they're still dinosaurs. Dinosaur's not really a scientific name, is it? It's just, like, what we call a group of prehistoric animals.
Yeah. I think that's perfect, though. Because even if they're not considered dinosaurs, or in that group of species, it makes it even better that the dinosaurs are telling each other and their kids about the Dact Man. Because then it's like, he doesn't actually exist. He's just from folklore, you know?
Right, but then the Dact signal goes up in the sky. What's that?
It's him.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's a pterodactyl.
And then the Jurassic Park theme.
I was telling Darby earlier today, I hope as I get older that my hair and beard just go full white so that I can just forever cosplay as John Hammond at cons. Like, that's all I want. It's so easy, so cool, so recognizable. All I need is a cane and white clothing.
Yeah.
And a hat, I guess. But it's my goal as an old man.
You could always also cosplay as Colonel Sanders, but I know no one actually wants to
I guess
that.
I could do Odin as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I got like a little trifecta there.
Speaking of Odin, I saw this really funny meme from Thor Ragnarok where Odin's talking to Loki and he's like, "You've always been my favorite, Luigi." And Loki's like, "My name's Loki."
Oh, amazing. Oh, any other... Who would be a velociraptor? Somebody has to be a velociraptor. Is this a... Is that a death... Is Deathstroke a velociraptor? I mean, he's
very
dangerous.
That would be fitting. That would be fitting. He's very quick, you know.
Get in there and just like...
Or Jason Todd, maybe. You know. One of those two. Two-Face, though, that's kind of tricky.
Two-Face is a little tricky. You're not wrong. Because he's gotta like, start out like a good guy, right? And then become a bad guy. And we're kind of setting up this carnivores are bad thing.
Yeah.
Which, is kind of true. You know what? Like, here's the thing, Zootopia. Like, I get what you're trying to do with your allegories for racism and stuff, and they're super great. When you live in a society and half of them are trying to eat the other half, that's a problem. Like, I understand, okay, in Zootopia, I guess they've moved past that. They're not actually, like, you know, eating each other. But, like, then the question, what do carnivores eat in Zootopia? What do the carnivores eat?
They're actually being fed tofu, but it's...
And then this is...
Yeah, and they just think that they're eating meat, you know, maybe. I don't know.
I hope they're supplementing with a lot of beans and peanut butter. You know, really get that protein in.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get protein from tofu. Like, it's doable, but it's
not
harder.
Enough. It's definitely not enough.
It's never enough. I feel like we've just gone off the rails.
We sure have. I guess it's about time we take an ad break.
Yeah, probably. Go listen to us talk about Anchor for a minute.
Is Manape an instrument?
And we're back.
Back again.
Yes. Tell your friends.
Haven't done that in a while. And I don't feel guilty doing it.
Not near as so much, you know. It got a little repetitive, a little predictable. I just couldn't help it. It was like,
I know.
It was like ingrained muscle memory.
But I've gotten better at intros. I don't feel the need to use Eminem as an intro line every episode.
I don't depend on Eminem as a crutch so much anymore.
No.
We've grown as people.
So our second topic is, you're not going to believe it, another listener suggestion. They just rolling in.
Rolling.
More listener suggestions, please. This one comes from a listener and my co-host of Alderaan Live every now and then, Mr. Jake Fox. Jake randomly messaged me and said, "I've got a topic for you." And I said, pitch it to me. He suggested that we talk about the possibility of Osmosis Jones as a future DLC character for Mortal Kombat, since Osmosis Jones is technically a Warner Brothers property, meaning it could actually happen.
You're not wrong.
If Ed Boon wanted it to. So I'll just read you his elaboration for, you know.
Yeah, hit me.
Okay.
I already love this. I love Osmosis Jones.
So Osmosis Jones's character intro could be just a regular kid walking up to Scorpion, Johnny Cage, whoever. And there's a zoom in on the kid that goes all the way down to Osmosis Jones's level. And Osmosis Jones takes a pill that makes him grow, causing him to, and I quote, fucking explode out of this kid.
I was about to say, is he just going to, like, burst out?
Yeah. But that'd be pretty dope. I mean, just an intro, though? Like, mm-hmm, that's... Mm-hmm. Wow. We haven't even seen him fight yet. We just know what he can do.
And I feel like there should be an alternate intro that you can unlock later where the kid comes up and, like... Hut-tuh!
And just sneezes
And off. You see, like, he expands as he's coming out of the nose. So it's, like, like balloons. Like... until he just, like, squeeps out of this dude's nose.
That's pretty... I like that one.
And then just, like, punches the kid away.
I think it should also just be Bill Murray that he comes out of.
Oh, that would be more appropriate, yes. I
mean, I'd love that.
You think they can shell out the money to get Bill Murray's likeness, though?
I mean, they've gotten Sylvester Stallone. They've gotten Schwarzenegger.
I mean, that's fair, you know?
RoboCop.
You know, it's... My younger sister-in-law was playing... was it Dead by Daylight last night? And we were watching. And she was telling us all about it because it's her favorite game or whatever. And was showing us all the characters. And it's... really funny how many of those characters they got permission to use the name but not the likeness for. Because, like...
they don't look anything like how they're supposed to.
Yeah, like, you get to Halloween, and it's like, Laurie Strode, and it's like, that's not her.
That's not Jamie Lee Curtis.
Like, not even close.
Wow.
Ash and the Evil Dead is, like, almost... like, you look at it, and you're like, yeah, I guess that... looks like someone who kind of looks like Bruce Campbell. Like, it was just... the Stranger Things ones were spot on, yeah. I will say that.
I mean, I guess that's a newer property, so they could...
But I was just like, yeah, there's no way they were getting Jamie Lee Curtis. No way in hell.
I mean, Bruce Campbell, they just do Jay Leno. I think that's close enough.
That guy... yeah, the character model looks like if Jay Leno and Bruce Campbell had a baby.
Oh.
And it would be the character model for Ash on... Dead by Daylight.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Osmosis Jones, though.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Going back to Osmosis Jones. I added, so maybe if that whole, you know, intro, if that's not his intro, what if that's like a fatality or like a special
move? Oh, where
he like
leaps inside of them and Matrixes them?
Or he's controlling the kid during out the fight.
Oh, yeah.
His special move is he takes the pill and goes, boom, bust out the kid, and then just does some damage.
Oh, see.
You know, I mean, you have tons of options.
I was picturing the inverse, where we do like a Matrix, Neo, Mr. Smith thing.
That would
where
be
Finisher,
sick.
He just leaps into their nose and then busts out of them.
I mean, they have several fatalities, so I think that's definitely an option.
And one of
them's
got to use his little pill buddy, right?
Drix.
Drix, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, that.
There's got to be one where he just, like, tosses him out, and he just, like, bap, 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 bap. Because he's got, like, cannon arms, right?
Yes.
So he just tosses this pill up in the air. It like, grows Shrinky Dink style. And just, like, blah, 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 blah.
That's amazing.
Are they separate characters? Is there a possibility that Drix and Osmosis Jones fight?
That I would also love to see that. Could they Osmosis Jones inside of each other? Like, they both use it at the same time, and it's like...
it creates a singularity, and the game just explodes.
Yeah, that would be dope.
For some reason, I'm not even picturing Mortal Kombat anymore. I'm picturing Marvel versus Capcom.
Oh, shit.
With, like, their tag team, like,
yeah,
mechanics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's also a possibility, too. I also figured, because this was such a great suggestion...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We just branch off of this, and we think about other Warner Brothers properties that could be DLC characters.
The obvious answer is Shaggy.
Shaggy,
like
yes.
they're cowards, they and they're still refusing to give us Shaggy.
I mean, Scrappy Doo. I would see that.
I would pay money to beat the shit out of Scrappy Doo. I'll just come out and say it. We're all thinking it. I would pay money. If Scrappy-Doo was the only enemy I could fight in Mortal Kombat, I would be more likely to buy that game.
That's the quote for the episode out there. I would pay money to beat the shit out of Scrappy-Doo. Here's one. Okay, I just looked up. This was the best part of this, of coming up with this outline.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at Warner Brothers properties.
Oh, okay. That's wild, dog. Harry Potter?
Harry Potter. This first one, The Bachelor.
So what, a generic dark-haired white guy comes out?
He like gives you a rose.
His fatality is a dozen women just come out and beat the shit out of the other person.
Yes. Or the host, the co-host guy that never got to be the Bachelor. You know that guy always wanted to be the Bachelor.
Yes.
And they're all like, nope, you're the co-host again.
I mean, is there another one where he just gives them an STD?
Yeah, Osmosis Jones. He has his own Osmosis Jones. That yikes. Big Bang Theory is a Warner Brothers property. So I like to think that Sheldon just says bazinga and, like, causes someone's head to, like, implode and, like, they just...
Sheldon just annoys them until they fatality themselves.
Yeah. Bazinga. Bazinga. Bazinga.
You're in my spot.
Yeah. Just, like, his power is just spouting out, like, intelligence and equations, and they're like,
Oh, can't handle the big brain.
Ace Ventura. That's another... I would love to see Ace Ventura.
Whoa. Just,
I already know what his intro would be. Coming out of the rhino.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He summons animals, like, to come fight for him, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a fatality where he, like, spins around and he's wearing, like, the tutu. And he does the, boo, buddy, who? Boo, buddy, who? Bubba tuna. Oh, Bubba tuna.
All of the, like, alternate outfits for Ace Ventura would be great.
I just want Jim Carrey. Can there just be a Jim Carrey and we just get alternate, like, skins for different characters?
Oh, yes. The Mask would be a fun character to play as.
Smoking.
Somebody stop me. All right, I always think of
Scorpion
Dave.
Does.
Yeah. I always think of Dave. When I think of The Mask. Free Willy is a Warner Brothers property. I wonder what they could do with that.
Now I'm just picturing, like, a whale in, like, a karate gi. And I need it in my life. Whale, whale, whale.
Space Jam, obviously, is a Warner Brothers property.
It's true. Michael Jordan could hold his own. Well, I mean, why are the Looney Tunes not in Mortal Kombat? Hold on.
Yeah.
I feel like they're perfectly geared to this. Because, you know what? No matter how many times they get exploded or disemboweled or whatever, like, we know they're fine. They're coming back.
Yeah.
We've seen worse.
I mean, they're about to come back again. Space Jam Legacy or whatever.
And I will watch it. I probably won't like it, but I will watch it.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. Dennis the Menace. That would be a good character.
Is it just a bunch of, like, Rube Goldberg machines? Where
just setting traps and just being a little shithead.
I want to see I would love to see a Dennis the Menace, Kevin McAllister match.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Warner Brothers has the rights to Home Alone.
I know. I was just thinking about that. I think that's a Miramax.
Mm-hmm, I believe so.
Because Kevin Malone would be a great... Is it? No, Kevin McAllister. Kevin Malone is The Office. Yikes.
Him too.
Yeah, Kevin McAllister would be great on Mortal Kombat.
Kevin McAllister v. Dennis the Menace, though? Like, that sounds amazing.
I think a Home Alone game... Like a strategic Home Alone...
RTS game?
Yeah, you set your traps, and then, like one person plays the burglar, and they have to go through the house and try to, like capture Kevin.
Do, like, a video game in the style of all these new, like, you know, BS Dead by Daylight, Friday the 13th games, where it's, like, 1v4, and you have, like, four burglars and one Kevin McAllister.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
I mean, it's basically just Dead by Daylight, except for children. We can make this child-friendly. Well, we could.
Oh, the Home Alone movies don't feel like that. Like, once it got to, like, the traps.
I mean, yeah, once you see
those dudes were dead. So dead.
Yeah, there was the Mythbusters about it, where, like, the paint can thing alone would have just murdered them.
Well,
Or the iron.
Is his name Murray? The one with, like,
I think it's Murray.
The tall
guy. Yeah.
The tall guy.
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
gets wrecked in the second one. Oh, like, he should have been dead.
I mean, he gets wrecked in the first one. He takes that hot iron to the face.
Yeah.
Like, that... much of an angle, like the terminal, it definitely like terminal velocity by the time that iron impacts his face, like dead.
So we already mentioned Scooby-Doo. This last one, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, is a Warner Brothers property, and I think just the pair of pants alone should be the fighter.
Yes.
And it's like the
different
intro
moves it puts on different people.
Yes, but also the intro is just like the sisterhood sitting around in a circle and they're like chanting, they're like
seance,
da, da, da. And then like the pants come alive. And it's just, like, you know, kicking and doing all kinds of moves, you know?
Oh, I love that. And then, I feel like for... Maybe, like, the pants' special move, like, their finisher fatalities or whatever, are using other people's fatalities?
Yeah.
Maybe they just, like... It's like a cutscene. They leap into the selection screen and, like, put the pants onto another character and control them. So it's like, oh, I'm fighting Sub-Zero? Well, I'm going to use a Scorpion finisher. And then you see Scorpion in the pants come out, do a finisher, and then, like, gets kicked out.
That's amazing.
And maybe you just don't ever know. Maybe the pants decide. Maybe it's a randomized, like, you don't know what finisher you're getting, bud.
The satanic sisterhood of the traveling pants.
Mind control.
Mind control, yeah. That's all I've got for that topic. But that was fun. I liked that. Thank you, Jake, for the suggestion. That
I love this, yeah.
With the Warner Brothers fighting, you know, DLC pack coming soon to Mortal Kombat 11. That's what the one they're on.
Jeez.
So let's bring this home with some random facts. And, of course, naturally, our Star Wars podcast justification that we have for you. Let's just start with the first one. Okay. First random fact. This actually, I discovered this while I was coming up with the outline, but I feel like I need to clarify. We are a podcast about random nonsense. Mm-hmm. We are a Star Wars podcast, mind you, but we're not like MTV News or like the, you know, the E News or, you know, those or a podcast that talks about like Hollywood gossip.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, yeah.
Jonah Hill recently posted a photo of himself with the caption 50 and thriving. And that threw me off because I'm like, there's no way in hell Jonah Hill is 50. He's 37. Why is he posting a caption saying that he's 50 and thriving? Does he feel 50?
Did he lose 50 pounds?
Is 37 the new 50? Maybe he lost 50 pounds. Or maybe he weighs 50 pounds and he's thriving.
If Jonah Hill gets down to 50 pounds, I'm fucking worried.
I am too, actually.
If any grown man weighs 50 pounds, I'm worried.
Maybe his net worth is 50 million.
Or just 50.
50, just 50. There's no clarification. 50 what? You know?
Jonah Hill net worth, 50.
50.
No dollar sign or anything.
No, 50 and thriving.
50 clams? 50 Dogecoins?
Yeah, what? Right. Yeah. 50 Bitcoin. Maybe he's done 50 movies. He's had 50 roles.
Maybe he's 50 inches tall.
50 inches tall. 50 and thriving. Oh, wow. Yeah, that first one just got me. Okay.
Why, Jonah? Why?
Why? Can someone tell us what it means? And a lot of other people are also confused by this, too. So that makes me feel better because I was like, surely I'm not the only one who thinks that we think he's 50 years old, or he's making us think he's 50 years old. Anyway, there's only two mammals in existence that like spicy food. Can you guess who are those two mammals?
Well,
are?
Obviously, I almost said Americans. Humans.
Humans are one. Fuck. Yes.
That was almost the. Sorry.
I'm so glad you got that one.
Humans and platypuses.
Tree shrew. It's like a tiny little.
Like a rodent type thing. Yeah, like well, shrews are like moles or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. They kind of remind me of like lemurs. Like it's like a lemur mole hybrid.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's a gross.
It's not a good image to have in your head.
It's like the worst superhero. I'm Shrew Man.
The Mole Shrew.
We call it the Shrewman Show.
Oh. Another Jim Carrey persona for Mortal Kombat. Yeah. So it's something about the chemicals that allow them to be able to handle like spicy food or something. But
yeah, humans are messed up, man. You ever think about how many things that like we do intentionally that it's just like for example, I often refer to drinking as recreational poisoning.
Yeah, because like, we're killing our livers, right?
Your intent, like the whole inebriated state is our body going, hey, you ingested like poison. This is bad. Ooh, and you want to vomit because your body's going, get this out. It's recreational poisoning. It's all it is. Or like onions, you know, evolved for the whole purpose of like, hey, don't eat me. I'll like make your eyes hurt and run and, you know, have a very pungent taste. And then we're just like, onions, don't mind if I do. Spicy food, same thing. Evolved to be like, hey, don't eat me. I'll hurt your mouth. And we were like, yes, give us the pain.
Not as much as you'll hurt somewhere else.
Man, I learned that the hard way with like a Popeye's chicken sandwich, spicy chicken sandwich, man. Whew. I'm not sure my...
Why even put spicy on something anymore? Because it's almost like, spicy, you say. I want that. Uh-huh. I don't want the regular.
And then my butthole hates me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Screaming buttholes. So,
that's
okay.
My band name in college.
Screaming buttholes. So, okay, this last one is gnarly, all right? A dozen bodies were once found in Benjamin Franklin's basement of his London home. Bones were discovered The bones of these bodies were discovered in 1998 during a renovation of the house, and the remains of nearly a dozen people and six children were found.
Huh. So was Ben Franklin a serial killer?
I think he was Jack the Ripper.
I mean, the timelines aren't too horribly off.
Or maybe maybe he had a friend who was like, Ben, buddy, look, man, I need a favor. You said that, I owe you one. This is kind of that time where I'm coming to you. I got just a couple of bodies here I got to get rid of. Could I just, leave them here for a little bit? And Ben's like, nah, I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's people that he had do the key kite experiment first.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But I don't know. Did they date these bodies? Were they there from Ben Franklin's time? Did they come in later? I need more about this because Ben Franklin's about one of the only founding fathers that I, still, am gung-ho for. And if he was a serial killer, I feel like I need to reassess my situation.
He is kind of a...
Because, with Ben Franklin, at least, his... he had some, weird, perversions and things, all of them did. But he was very on Front Street about it.
Yeah,
Ben Franklin was just like, what's up? I want to sleep with old women!
And that's why we put him on the $100 bill.
Right, yeah, Ben Franklin didn't give a shit. He was like, hell yeah, I'm going around sleeping with married women. I don't care! I'm Ben Franklin, baby!
When they say keep it 100, they're really saying keep it Ben Franklin.
Keep it, yeah. Keep
just
it.
Be up front. Just be,
just on Front Street.
Just be on Front Street,
Just
so...
And you know what? He was, super cool. He was an abolitionist. He, was chill. Wasn't super, crazy religious. Because, no. There were some of them at the time that were, not into the idea of separation of church and state so much. And he was a big advocate of that, He had a lot of really good things going for him. I hope he was not a serial killer.
Maybe his last words were, listen, I got some bodies under here. And they're going to find them. And I just don't want that on my conscience. And they're like, Ben? Oh, he's gone.
We'll blame it on Jefferson. It's fine. We'll blame it on Jefferson.
We got it.
It's all right. He already did enough fucked up shit.
I mean, so he was front about it. He was up front about it.
That's why it's one of those things he went around telling people. I got a dozen bodies in my basement. Everyone's
Ben, good to see you, man. Ah. Always a joker.
Oh, this guy. Always with the bodies joke.
Ben.
And he's just like, no, really?
No, really, guys.
We should make the national bird the turkey. And also, I have a thing about a dozen bodies. A tip.
And that's all we got for today, folks. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming to the Constitutional Convention.
We need to sign some stuff. Okay, let's get our justification on. We are a Star Wars podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. You know this. Steven Rodriguez doesn't believe it. But we're going to tell you why. We're going to tell you why we're a Star Wars podcast, okay?
Tell me why.
Hey, funny that you mentioned that. This actually does have to do with a boy band.
I did see the bold print. That's okay. The only thing I saw. It stood out to me, so
okay.
I can't take full credit.
NSYNC was originally in Attack of the Clones. Originally meant to be in Attack of the Clones. Okay, at the request of George Lucas's daughter, who was a huge fan of the band.
Naturally, as we all were at the time.
Exactly. They were invited to make a brief cameo in the film. However, Justin Timberlake and Lance Bass passed on the opportunity, but the rest of the cast was like, hell, I could use the money. It's Star Wars. Why the hell not?
JT, what the fuck, bro?
I know, dude. That's the problem with all this. So the rest of the cast was like, or the rest of the band was like, let's do it. They suited up as Jedi Knights, and they were supposed to be in the climactic Geonosis battle scene. And Joey Fatone said the only direction he was given for that scene was, okay, so I want you to pretend like you're fighting droids, okay? No fancy boy band moves, okay? No bye-bye-bye. You can say bye-bye-bye to the droids that you're pretending to fight, okay? And action. And sadly, the scene was cut.
I would have killed to see... I mean, one, it would have been better with JT and Lance Bass, obviously.
I'm telling you.
But even the other three? Three.
Yeah.
Like, just doing boy band moves with the lightsabers as they're just, like, slicing droids down. Just like, ba ba ba, zoom, 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 spinning, twisting. They're doing the bye 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 and just crushing droids with the force.
Missed opportunity, folks.
JT, what the hell, man?
I know, man. I'm thinking he's the reason. Like, I know they said the scene didn't make it, but it's clearly
if JT had been in the scene, they would have had to have kept it.
It would have been one of the most memorable moments from the start, from the prequel trilogy.
Oh my god, a Jedi with that hair?
Yeah. It's gonna be May, the Force be with you. That's it, folks. We're still a Star Wars podcast. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening. Again, thank you, Jake, for the suggestion. Check out A Tale of Two Porkins,
our compilation episode.
Great compilation episode. Be on the lookout for info about our upcoming show.
Yeah, if you are in the East Texas area, come middle of July, July 14th through the 18th, and July 22nd, 23rd, we are doing an original parody production, Doobie Doob and the Great Falking Mystery, a parody in which a group of teenagers and their canine companion almost bite off more than they can chew.
Maybe you've heard of it several years ago when we did it.
Yeah, we did. We originally did it about 8 years ago.
8 years. Wow.
Yeah, been a minute. As a Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It has been reworked into a more straightforward parody at this point.
Yes.
For legal protections and such.
Not Scooby-Doo.
Doobie-Doob.
Yeah, Doobie-Doob.
Featuring Tyler as the titular character.
Doobie-Doob.
And me as his erstwhile friend, Baggy.
Yes.
And a lot of friends, other friends of the show as well. But yeah, be on the lookout for that. If you are in the area, tickets are on sale now. Mm-hmm. You can check out, it's all on our Facebook page, facebook.com/disappearingpants. And you can also, again, find links to all of our stuff, including our podcast, our Facebook page, all of that at disappearingpants.com.
Yes. And folks, be aware that this is the first show in our new space.
Yeah.
Our theater. Also, seating is very limited, so you might want to try and get tickets soon because they will sell fast and we don't have a lot of room. So
if you are interested, yeah, make sure and get on that. Don't wait. Chances are we don't know what's going to be available at the door. If we're sold out, then we're sold out. Yeah. There's we just cannot get any more in. So as a matter of fact, we get about 40 people a show in.
Yeah.
So yeah, be aware. If you want in on that, act now because tickets are going fast.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated, guys. We have our first read-through tonight. I cannot wait.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun. But as always, thank you guys for listening. I'm Tyler.
I am Taz.
And we'll see you later, guys.
Have a good one.
This is a Disappearing Pants production.
Embrace the ridiculous!